In 1963, Chattanooga neurosurgeon Dr. Walter E. Bohm founded the Walter E. Bohm Birth Defect Center, which offers clients across the Southeast comprehensive multidisciplinary care, including medical, financial, and advanced surgical procedures. Today, the center serves over 600 patients. The majority live right here in Tennessee. To help assist with program costs, the center is holding its second annual Gems for Hope fundraiser on Saturday, November 2nd at the Chattanooga Golf and Country Club. Edward Bohm and his wife Carly are co-chairs of the event, and Mr. Bohm is a gemologist plus owner and president of Rare Source of Chattanooga.
The range will be between $50,000 to $50,000 in value. It'll include everything from fossils to mineral specimens to gems, jewelry, and even a watch that was donated, a beautiful Rolex watch that Rowan Regency Jewelers donated. But we have items such as a black pearl necklace from Wright Jewelers. Barry Bogo is donating a 5-carat diamond tennis bracelet. We have just a range of things. Carly's, my wife, designed a beautiful pair of fire opal earrings with diamonds and spinels that she's donating. I myself put in a number of items, but including that was a tanzanite that's a 6.5-carat tanzanite that's valued at right around $8,000, and that item is going to have no minimum bid.
To learn about some of the items being auctioned, each attendant will receive an auction catalog.
Each item will be described with one paragraph talking about everything from the history to the origin of the item, if it's a gemstone, where it came from. If it's a piece of amber, for example, we have one piece that has gas and water bubbles, and this piece is over 20 million years old. And scientists use these things to study the content of impurities, for example, in water will tell us what the atmosphere was like over 20 million years ago. But this particular item has been preserved, so it's very highly collectible. It's also beautiful. It could be worn as a pendant.
All proceeds from the Gems of Hope auction will benefit the Walter E. Bohm Birth Defect Center, improving the lives of children born with brain and spinal column defects, such as spina bifida and hydrocephalus. Elizabeth Myers is the center's executive director.
Right now, we have over 680 patients. They range in age from 23 weeks to age 49. I would say that 40% of our patients have spina bifida, and then they also have hydrocephalus, which is water on the brain. And our doctors volunteer their time to do a surgery where they put a shunt inside the brain and it pumps the water out and the body absorbs it in another area. It's a life-saving technique. Premature babies are living longer, and so we are seeing an increase in hydrocephalus, which is really common with premature babies because the vessels on the brain are not fully formed, and any trauma that can happen during birth. So we have seen our patient base skyrocket in the last year and a half with a lot of babies coming from the NICU who are suffering from hydrocephalus.
NICU?
That is the neonatal intensive care unit.
And you serve not only the Chattanooga area, but I believe your services also branch out into Georgia and Alabama. Is that correct?
That's correct. We actually have patients all the way from North Carolina to Mississippi.
Now, do they have to qualify between have a certain income level or a certain level in order to receive services from the Bohm Center?
We actually see patients regardless of income level. We do not charge a fee for our office visits, and we currently have no waiting list. We hold a weekly clinic every Tuesday at the T.C. Thompson Children's Hospital, who donates space so that we can provide these services in a medical setting. However, we do not charge for an office visit, so we can see patients of all socioeconomic backgrounds.
For ticket information for the Gems of Hope fundraiser, you may contact the Bohm Birth Defect Center at 423-778-2222 or visit their website at www.bohmbdc.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.